We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Fort Riley Day here on In Focus, and we're talking in segment number two about the HASFR Ghost Tours. And Tricia Versage, Ghostess, Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley, joins us here in studio. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So this is an annual event, I understand, that comes up at Fort Riley each year?
Yes, this is our 23rd year of doing the ghost tours.
All right. Saturday, October 26th, it'll be happening from 4 to 9 p.m. Give us kind of an overview of the schedule that night.
Well, there's tours that leave every 20 minutes starting at 4 o'clock. Last tour will leave about 9:20-ish, depending on how many people are still in line. It's about a little over a mile walk, takes about an hour, and there are, I want to say, 9-10 stops along the way. So you'll hear stories, you'll hear a little bit about the history of Fort Riley and of the main post area. This one is centered around the Cavalry Parade Field area, so it's the older part of Fort Riley. And we'll just share some ghost stories and maybe see some.
Yeah, that's always interesting. Is there a cost for folks to attend?
No, it's completely free. It's open to the public. It's our way of giving back to the local communities for all of the support that they give for the HASFR Society, you know, the Historical Society of Fort Riley. We do have something that's called a Fast Pass, and that is a donation of $5 for anyone over the age of 10, and it basically just takes you to the front of the line. You don't have to stand in line, so if there's 50 people in line, you get to go and join the next group that's leaving for a $5 donation. So
That's a good way to encourage people to give. I think we have a phone call already.
Wow.
People love ghosts. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, and especially ghosts of a personal exposure. You know, and it's good that you're there at the parade ground, because at the far end, you can see those two riders on their horses on occasion. But I was surprised at how much the internet is alive with stories of the ghosts at Fort Riley, especially the one about General Lewis Plamstead out at the cemetery there. He was killed at Pickett's Charge, but he supposedly is visible kneeling at his wife's grave, who died of cholera there at Fort Riley, that he misses. And the workers at the cemetery say the people are constantly coming to them, complaining about the angry old man kneeling at the gravesite. And I'm sure that there are many more. I was amazed that the internet's alive with stories about Fort Riley's ghosts. Thank you.
Well, I'm really glad that you mentioned that, because that is actually my favorite story from Fort Riley. I absolutely love General Armistead. He was there in 1856 during the first cholera epidemic, and his wife Cornelia actually played the piano in St. Mary's Church, the oldest church there on Fort Riley, but it wasn't used as a church completely at that time. So she died in the first cholera epidemic. He was taken away from the from Fort Riley with the troops. He was ordered to remove them so that they could keep him safe from cholera. It still caught up with them because they still got sick. They were given the all clear to come back to Fort Riley, and she had died just hours prior to that. Funny story, or kind of a tragic story. So the gentleman that was tasked with creating her headstone, he actually died of the cholera epidemic as well, as he finished her headstone. So she is actually buried there in the south side of the cemetery. She's in an area there's probably six stones that are together. It's marked, and he is seen quite often. And I have I had the pleasure of taking Dan Halen and one other of the 101.5 DJs out there in the dead of night and scared them with the ghost story of Cornelia and General Armistead.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's really cool. Yes. It must be a really popular event if you've been doing it for 23 years. Do you get a lot of folks come out?
We do. We since the added security to Fort Riley, it's a little harder sometimes to get on post. We moved it to Saturday it has always been on Sunday. Last year we did two nights. We did a Saturday and a Sunday. We had a great turnout on Saturday, so we decided to keep it with Saturday this year. Hopefully in the ability to get more people on post because the visitors center is open a little bit longer.
Great. Do you ever meet any skeptics?
All the time. I'm married to one. He was a skeptic until he spent time working in Building 500 and met his own ghosts. So,
very interesting. Even if you don't see a ghost, learning the history about some of these stories is just as fun.
Oh yeah, we make sure to sprinkle in lots of history regarding Fort Riley. It was created in 1853, and it was called Camp Center because it was believed to be the center of the United States, the contiguous United States. We were only off by 80 miles, which isn't bad for Lewis and Clark's mapping system in the day. We didn't have, you know, internet and GPSing, so it's great to be able to share the small things, even the stories about where Five Mile Creek comes from, because it's 5 miles from the center of Fort Riley, where the flagpole is on Cavalry Parade Field. So it's how the soldiers knew how far they were from post when retreat was being called.
Oh, that's really cool. we heard about some of the ghost stories. Are there any other exciting ghost stories that you can share with us today?
Yeah, I've actually had my own experiences through the years at the Custer House, around Schofield Circle, around the artillery parade field, the building I work in. my favorite is from the Custer House, the museum side. We have a gentleman that lives in the Custer House. He is no longer living, but he still has the residency there, and he likes to lay on the bed in the master bedroom. And up until recently, when they put pictures at the end of the bed to kind of deter him from laying there, he would muss the covers and you could actually see a body formation laying on the bed. So
that's creepy.
No, what's creepy is the no-face doll that moved the rocking chair by herself.
That would be very creepy. Yes. That's Twilight Zone stuff right there.
Yes.
Well, interesting. Well, as far as where people can park and what times they need to arrive by, what would you suggest?
They can arrive anytime. People will start lining up as early as like 3:30. Poll call is building 229. It's the old commissary. It's now the soldier readiness site, SRP site. They can park there in that parking lot, which is just off of Custer Road. And we are going to be staging in the small parking lot on Pleasanton, which that runs perpendicular into Custer. And it's right next to the Cavalry Parade Field. Charlie Station's right there. So Charlie Station is actually our first stop. Last year we had it on the site, and we had a light that was used to kind of just light up the area, especially as it got darker. It would just flicker. It's not a flickering light. Brand new batteries. Wasn't because it was old. So there's lots of activity out there too. So, but anytime between 4 and 9, if you want to come on the tour, you need to be there by 9 o'clock.
Okay. And as far as other events the Historical and Archaeological Society has coming up?
So next month we have a historic chat. This historic chat is really special because it is the Commanding General's Mounted Color Guard. They will be doing the chat this time. It is in early November. And then we have the Tour of Homes, which is the first half of December. I want to say the first weekend in December.
Okay. And if people want more information on that, Fort Riley's website?
You can go to the Fort Riley website, but definitely go and visit the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley's website. We are also on Facebook, and that is the easiest way to find us, is just type in Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley. We keep tons of information on there, and you can become a member.
Cool. Well, and this sounds like a great event. Is it family-friendly, October 26th? Can you bring your kids with you?
Yes. Kids love to come. It is stroller-friendly. We try to keep everything. There's only one area that has gravel. And that is the trolley station area. Other than that, everything is on sidewalks, so we make it family friendly. We try not to scare you too badly.
But there will be a little bit of scary.
Oh, there's always a little bit of scary. It's the Halloween season.
Yeah. All right. Well, October 26th, 4 to 9 p.m., it's the Historical and Archaeological Society, Fort Riley. Yeah, ghost tours. Good job, Dave. Trisha Versage, she's a ghostess, historical and archaeology. I can't say that. Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Cue the Ghostbusters. Good job. We'll have more in focus after this on K-Man.